Hey everyone!
Hola a todos!
This is Shahida.
And this is Stephanie, and welcome back to another episode of Cuento Crimen Podcast.
Otro miércoles más. ¿Cómo están todos? We hope you guys are having a good day. A nosotras ya se nos acabaron las vacaciones. So back to work we go.
Yes.
It's great. It's a wonderful time of the year.
I know. I feel like now we're finally getting out of the holiday season and the vacation. And now we're kind of getting back to our old routines.
The everyday routine.
So we hope that everyone's having like a good transition back to, you know, real life.
Because I'm not. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, y'all. No, but yeah, it's time. Is it time of the year?
It's kind of nice going back to your routine.
It was. You know? And you know what? I'm not going to lie about it. I did feel like my winter break was very restful. Like, I felt like it was duró buen tiempo. Because most times I'm like, oh, that's it. Like, ya se me fue mis vacaciones. And this time it's like, okay, I got a few more days. Okay.
Yeah. So I felt very, like, well-rested. And I didn't know how bad I needed a break. You know? And so it's nice.
And sometimes it is nice to have a break. So
I feel refreshed. New year.
Good. New year, new hurry on.
Let's go.
No, but yeah, seriously though. Sometimes, I mean, we're humans. We just got to rest sometimes.
Yeah. Pero bueno, es miércoles, and that means it's true crime. And today we have a new case for everyone. Hoy vamos a hablar sobre Marina Plasencia, who was a victim of domestic violence.
And honestly, like, I know we say this in a lot of the cases, but like, this one is really heartbreaking. And, you know, just to hear about Marina and like where she was in life. And also this case specifically, también is a reminder que en veces la justicia tarda, pero sí llega. And in this specific case, you know, the person responsible for her death was finally arrested after 7 years.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's take this case as a reminder that to keep faith in these cases.
And advocating.
Yeah, advocating and, you know, hoping that all these cases get closure like this one.
Y entonces, antes de empezar, we would like to give you all a heads up because we will be talking about sensitive topics. Entonces, les queremos dar una advertencia porque vamos a hablar sobre temas sensibles.
Y también queremos decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y a las víctimas. Okay, let's begin.
All right, so to begin, this case takes place in the year 2016. Y en ese tiempo, Marina tenía 28 años y ella era mamá a 4 hijos y ellos vivían en Wisconsin.
La familia de Marina describes her as a hardworking young woman who would do anything for her kids. Ella era una super mamá y se nota que su familia la quería mucho. Like, they had nothing but beautiful things to say about Marina.
And it seemed like they were all very tight, like just, you know, the way that they speak about each other and like the interviews that we saw. And despite the distance, porque como mencionamos, Marina vivía en Wisconsin y su familia, or at least like her mom and her brother lived in Denver. So that was a bit of a distance. But regardless of it all, like they mentioned how they still spoke to her daily. They, you know, were updated in her life and so was she. So distance did nothing to their beautiful bond. And although they did have very good things to say about Marina, también expresaron un poco de preocupación.
And the reason why they were worried was because Marina was in a relationship con un señor de 41 años y se llamaba Angelo Manchik. Y parece que era una relación que no era tan saludable.
And also just like something to note, como dijimos, Marina tenía 28 años y Angelo tenía 41 años. Entonces, like, I know que para el amor no hay edad, but there was a big age gap between the both of them. And it was known that Angelo was abusive and he would constantly be beating on Marina. Su hermano Christopher dice que ella nunca quería hablar por videollamada because she was just always bruised in one way or another. And so she just didn't want to be seen that way.
Yeah, and she didn't want them to see that and question her and, you know, tell her all these things, right? And as if it wasn't clear enough, Marina sí les llegó a platicar a su hermano y a su mamá about how abusive Angelo was. So it wasn't like her family was like speculating and getting hints and, you know, like being suspicious as to why she didn't want a video call. Like they knew it because it came from her.
Yeah, she would tell them multiple times how, like, he would just keep beating on her, which is really, really sad, you know, and I can only, like, think about how awful, like, her brother and her mom must have felt, like, you know, like, wanting to help, but they're so far, and, you know, but, you know, thankfully, like, Marina les tenía confianza, like, she was speaking up about it, like, you know, no vivía en secreto of how her relationship was, y ella le decía a toda su familia. And so eventually she agreed with them. She agreed que ella ya no quería estar in a relationship like that and she wanted to break the cycle and stop the abuse.
Y entonces Marina y su mamá y su hermano hicieron un plan so, you know, she could leave him. And I think we talked about this in another episode about how typically, you know, in domestic violence cases, it's, you know, really dangerous when you are leaving. Like that stage of you leaving is like the most dangerous, I think. And so I think her family did a great job at helping her how to leave and figure that out, you know? Yeah,
because I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of people don't leave because they don't know how. Like, how do you physically walk away without the person knowing or the person coming after you?
Yeah, or like you won't know how the person's going to take that.
React.
And, you know, it could end up badly.
Yeah. And so the plan was to get Marina out safe and sound, right? Y entonces el plan era que ella y Angelo y sus cuatro hijos were going to go down to Denver to visit her family. Like that was the excuse to get down there. Pero ya once que ella estaba con su familia and she was safe in her mother's home, Marina would then tell Angelo that she was not going back with him, that she was actually staying in Denver with her family. And from there, you know, they would take legal matters like having a restraining order and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's like honestly a really great plan because of the distance. And like the most important part of this plan is to, you know, keep her safe, like get her to a safe spot. Pero unfortunately, Marina nunca llegó con su mamá ni con su hermano.
El primero de septiembre del año 2016, detectives respondieron to a call that was coming from the Union Station train. And when they arrived there, they found Marina dead on the train.
Esa mañana, Marina iba rumbo a Denver, Colorado, con sus cuatro hijos y con Angelo. But sadly enough, she never made it. Angelo quickly called the train staff and told them that he couldn't get Marina to wake up and that she was unresponsive.
Y cuando la staff llega donde estaba Marina, they try to perform CPR, but nothing works. It was too late. Marina was already dead.
And so, you know, like what happened, right? And they did an autopsy. And when that comes back, it said that she had 35 injuries on her body, but the cause of death was unknown at the time.
But can you imagine the like 35 injuries? Like you're going to start raising all these red flags. Like where did you get all these injuries from? Like where did they come from? And like the fact that she was just like unresponsive, like just out of nowhere, like it seems strange. Y entonces la familia de Marina sí les dijo a los investigadores, you know, like they were pointing fingers to Angelo. They wanted them to talk to Angelo and question him because they knew the history with his abusive behavior. And like, you know, they also knew that like Marina wanted out of the relationship.
Yeah. And like the whole purpose of this trip is for her to leave him.
Yeah.
You know, like what are the chances that she was in the process of getting there and she didn't get to
fully get out,
you know? Entonces los investigadores hablaron con Angelo, pero él les dijo que he didn't know what happened, that, you know, he was just as shocked as everyone else as to how like Marina didn't wake up, like she wasn't being responsive. And he was, yeah, like just, he was just as surprised as everyone else. Y entonces así quedó el caso, right? Like that's what happened. Like she was just unresponsive and that was that. For 7 years, that whole case just stayed like that.
And they didn't know her cause of death. But, you know, like, la familia de Marina, you know, they waited and they advocated for her. Y ellos sabían, you know, que algo no estaba bien. And, like, they, you know, they wanted more answers. Like, it just all seemed very strange. Y en el 2023, Angela was finally arrested for Marina's murder.
Investigators hired a national recognized expert in strangulation and suffocation. And after reviewing Marina's report, this expert, que se llama Dr. Bill, came to the conclusion that Marina's death was a homicide.
Yeah, and I think that we read somewhere that, like, they think that she was actually strangled to death. So when that came back, and then, like, the history of, you know, Angelo being abusive, and then, like, the whole plan that, you know, her family and Marina had, it was clear that Angelo was the one responsible. And so, like we mentioned, Angelo was arrested, and he was arrested with first-degree murder for the death of Marina.
Después de siete años, Marina and her family finally got justice, the justice that they deserved. But it is really heartbreaking how close Marina was to her fresh start.
To her freedom.
Her freedom. And she was unable to escape her abuser.
It's just, yeah, it's like, like, I don't know, like, I think that's the thing that, like, stuck out with me with this case. Like, mm-hmm. she was really there, like, mm-hmm. moments away from just, you know, being with her mom. And, like, you know, when something's not right in your life, like, llegas con tu mamá, like, it just feels so much better.
Yeah.
Like, she never was able to get that hug from mm-hmm. her mom, you know, that reassurance, que todo va a estar bien. Mm-hmm. And it just, it sucks. And, like, it's so sad, like, how many cases, like, we come across that end like this. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not fair. And it's like, when is enough enough?
Yeah. Yeah, this one's definitely different because she was in the process.
Yeah.
She was almost there.
And also, like, I think one of the questions that I have is, like, if Angelo did strangle her on the train, why? Like, what came up, you
what
know?
What came up?
Like, what was the situation?
No one saw.
And I know, like, there were witnesses, you know, that also spoke up saying that just, mm-hmm. like, not when they were on the train, but, like, you know, in their lives, mm-hmm. like, a lot of people knew that he was abusive. And, like, people were saying, like, yeah, we would see him beat her every day up until the day that they got on the train.
Mm.
So it's just, I don't know, maybe he didn't even need a situation to hit her. Maybe it was just, I feel like hitting you, so I'm going to hit you.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks. But, you know, thankfully now he is arrested and, you know, he is still being detained and serving his time. And I feel like that's...
That will help family move forward.
Yeah.
You know, because I think, like, they needed that. You know, they needed the person responsible behind bars.
Yeah. Or, like, just real answers mm-hmm. as to what happened. Y pues ahora el hermano de Marina, Christopher, you know, we saw an interview with him and he just had, like, a bunch of nice things to say about his sister. And not only that, but he is using, like, the fuel of his sister to end this problem of domestic violence. Mm-hmm. You know, he wears, like, in the interview, he was showing how he has this necklace and it has a picture of Marina.
Mm-hmm.
And on the back it says, like, I will always love you, sister. And he says how he wears it so he can always be reminded of Marina, but so the world can also be reminded of mm-hmm. Marina, which I think was very sweet. And he did have a message for everyone out there. He said, and we quote, get help. There's always somebody out there that could help. There's someone that would listen. There's all these resources out there. Utilize them, please, because I do not want to see another person like what happened to my sister. End quote.
I feel like always reading these quotes and seeing these interviews really move me, you know, move yeah. us. Yeah, I mean, I have to agree. And, like, there is someone out there that, you know, will listen,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's a family, whether it's friend, whether it's, like, a stranger
yeah.
who is dedicating their life in this field,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, it doesn't have to be someone who's blood related or anything
yeah.
to help. There's people out there who dedicate their life to help people get out of these situations.
Yeah.
You know?
And also, like, another thing to also note is just, like, domestic violence doesn't look just one way,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I mean, sometimes, you know, I know it's, like, situations that, like, you hear, you're like, oh, yeah, but, like, he doesn't hit me every day. Or, like, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, but, like, he doesn't hit me. He just yells at me. But the point of the fact is, like, if you're living in fear because mm-hmm. of your partner, then that's not a good sign. Like, mm-hmm. no one should be living in fear. You should be able to feel safe within your home, within mm-hmm. your relationship. And, you know, if you don't, then that is really something to think about and something to analyze and, you know, just reflect yourself. Like, mm-hmm. is that really what you want, you know, or like, just, mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the day, they say like only the two people know what goes on in the relationship, mm-hmm. right? But just here to remind you, like, no one has to live in fear.
Mm-hmm. Y como dice el dicho, mejor sola que mal acompañada.
Amen to that. So yeah, so definitely encourage anyone out there who finds themselves in an unsafe situation, you know, definitely speak up. Like, there's a village out there waiting to help you. And, you know, we're also always here. If anyone needs resources, mm-hmm. like, we have a few.
And we'll link a hotline in our description if anyone needs help. And so, yeah, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode, and we'll see you all next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.